For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Whitney Wyvoda, a five-year senior forward out of Fairbanks, Alaska. And Whit, the season's winding down. Hard to believe how fast it's gone, even in your 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going by really quick, and senior weekend's coming up next weekend, and everyone's parents are going to be there, and it's getting real.
Well, your story, like Tegan Rose's story, is very inspiring. Came to Bemidji State, but before you even stepped foot on the ice, you found out you had a heart condition as well. Walk us through what it was like coming to BSU, playing Beaver hockey, even after you had that pacemaker put in.
Well, I mean, at first when I found out, the doctor that I was seeing said, you're done with hockey too, and so that was kind of devastating. My parents were like, no, we're going to go get a second opinion, and I went down, and he was like, no. The next doctor said, no, that's fine, you'll play, and it'll be fine. And so that was a little better, but it was a little scary coming into freshman year after that, but I got comfortable and everything was fine.
It's amazing how when something like that happens, you just have to reflect back on life and go, what if? But you had your chance to play hockey. You've had some success here with Bemidji State in your 5 years. Of course, you also had another hiccup your sophomore year as you had a knee injury that put you out for the rest of the season. How hard was it to deal with that much adversity?
It's definitely a mental game at that point. You just got to remember why you're playing and just go off of that and have fun and don't let things get to you.
You're pretty tight with Tegan Rose and Kristen Huber. Huber also having two knee injuries and surgeries, and you three being five-year seniors have been through a lot together. How close of friends are you?
We're close. I guess we have a lot of bonding memories together that'll keep us together a long time, I'm sure. They're always fun to joke around with, and they're fun to play with, too, on the ice.
How much do you take your personal experience and take it each and every game out on the ice, kind of not taking it for granted?
You just remember playing when you're younger and realize how lucky we are to play at this level and to be going to school and being able to play in the WCHA and Division I, and you got to remember that when you're playing every time and realize how lucky you are.
Since you've been at BSU since 2011, your senior class has accomplished so much. Of course, you would have graduated with last year's senior class had you not been injured, but what's it like watching this team year in and year out get better?
It's weird to see the changes after I've been here so long. It is fun, though, to see like how far the program has come, and I hope it keeps getting better and we can continue to watch that.
Going back to last night, you guys come into the weekend looking at home ice for the first time, but this early. What's it like being in the hunt for something like home ice this early?
It's exciting to think about, and I know we all know that we can do it. It's just a matter of getting it done and not letting the hype of all of it get to us.
It's got to be hard to not think about it. I know last night, as you guys were leading 2-0, it was in the back of my mind, as well as things were going for you. But St. Cloud State kind of reminds me a little bit of the Beavers of the last couple of years and their battle. When was it at that point you guys are like, okay, wait, what's happening here?
Just when they started winning more battles than us. I think they were outworking us at points in that game, and that's when we kind of woke up and were like, we can't just come out here and go through the motions. We got to start playing because they're not going to give up.
8 penalties called in the second period. I haven't seen that many penalties in a single period in a long time. How hard is it to be constantly on the penalty kill and power play and have to play on special teams for that long?
Well, I mean, it just kind of gets everyone out of their rhythm. We have the same people, a lot of the same people on the power play, penalty kill. Like, you want to get some of these other lines, but it's just not going to happen when you keep having penalties. And so it gets everyone out of their rhythm, and it's really hard.
You guys outshot them almost 2-1 in the game last night. Snake bit a little for your team last night?
That's just the way it goes sometimes, and we got to find a way to put more pucks in the net today.
You guys win the shootout, you get the extra point. Now you need to get the win tonight in order to get the sweep and then get home ice. What's the game plan going into St. Cloud game 2?
Just play the way we play and just go out there and have fun. I think it's easy, like I said, to get caught up in all the hype of, oh, we got to win, it's home ice, whatever. But everyone just got to have fun and put the puck in the net.
What's it been like playing for Coach Scanlon?
Good. It's different. Yeah, that's another thing that's different, too. You know, I came in with Sturdage, and then now I have a new coach. It's like every year has always been a new adjustment, but I think it's going good.
How much did you have to change your game, if any, when Scanlon came in?
It's just hard. I love Coach Sturdage, and so I'm kind of an old dog that doesn't like to learn new tricks, I guess, but he's a nice guy, likes to inspire everyone, and is really active, and I guess I don't really know how to explain that. He's just really enthusiastic, and so you just gotta go with that and kind of feed off of that enthusiasm.
Whit, it's been so much fun watching you play. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks.